Well, Springfield will host an unusual basketball tournament later this month. It's designed to have a positive effect on the players long after the games are over. Dusty Rhodes has more.
About 10 years ago, Al Clunick was scrolling through YouTube looking for videos about his hometown when he stumbled upon a documentary that shocked him.
I came across the race riots in Springfield.
What did that do to you when you found out that Springfield had this horrible history? Because we call it a race riot, but it really was more of a massacre.
Yes, and I can't believe that I grew up in the North End, born, raised, lived here all my life, and didn't know the true history.
The massacre was sparked by a white woman's false claim that she had been raped by a black man. Two black men were lynched, more than a dozen people died, and scores of black-owned homes and businesses were burned to the ground by a white mob over a period of 2 days in the year 1908. At the time, it made national news and inspired the establishment of the NAACP. But in Springfield, the episode was kept quiet for decades. By the time Clunick found out about the riot a full century later, he realized that if something so horrible could have remained hidden, there were probably other things happening in Springfield that he knew nothing about. So Clunick began searching for a way to just bring people together, the only way he knows how.
I'm a basketball person. It's been basketball all my life, first as a player, and then I wanted to play college ball. Nobody wanted me, so I became a coach.
His coaching gigs have included Lanphier High School, Sacred Heart Griffin, and Rochester High. But that's not all. 20 years ago, Clunick and his younger brother Steve opened a basketball facility that's home to various recreational leagues and the Springfield Predators travel teams. The facility itself is called The Gym. That's capital T, capital G, The Gym.
It does get confusing when people ask, where are we playing? We tell them at the gym. Periodically, they'll go to another gym instead of the gym. But they only make that mistake once.
So how does basketball intersect with racism? Well, Clunick says it actually happens a lot. Traveling to tournaments all over the Midwest, you see a lot of teams where all the players are the same color, even at streetball tournaments like the Gus Macker.
I've gone to three-on-three tournaments for a long time when my son played, and I can remember going to Peoria. That used to be one of the biggest tournaments around for the Gus Macker. And, well, most of the teams were either black or white.
Clunick has witnessed this phenomenon so many times, he now wants to try putting his own twist on it.
How do you get people to get on a team with a person of a different race and want to play that way? Well, here's a way to do it. With our two-on-two tournament that you have to get a teammate of a different race.
He's calling it the Community Unity Two-on-Two Tournament. The brochure he's handing out calls it the most unique basketball tournament you'll ever play in.
It's our little bitty way of saying, let's be teammates instead of against each other and have a good time doing it.
Clunick started by recruiting Letitia DeWitt Anderson to co-chair the event. Like Clunick, Anderson grew up in Springfield, but she comes from a politically active black family. She works as a lobbyist for small municipalities and served as Springfield Mayor Tim Davlin's chief of staff during his first year in office.
I've known about the 1908 race riots, and that actually tells you a little bit about Springfield. So, I mean, like Al said, as people may differ, because Al and I differ a great deal on a lot of things, but we're still very good friends. And I think that that's what this tournament is about. I think it can change the way people perceive one another just from one little basketball game.
You've gone out and talked to different organizations, and you've run into teams that are all white or teams that are all black, and they're like, sorry, Letitia, we don't know any other players, right?
That is correct. They've never gone outside of their comfort zone, outside of their neighborhoods, outside of their churches. And so this brings them together. It then makes leaders that are supposed to be leaders in our community bring these kids together, to bring the families together. To me, I think what makes a difference in our community is when there's an open dialogue and people are working together for a particular goal.
So your kid played travel ball, my kid played travel ball. And the best part of travel ball to me was the families became a team behind the kids.
That was very true. I mean, we played with kids from little bitty towns that were all homogeneous. But when you're in a hotel room and I'm sitting there braiding every little kid's hair that's on the team, I thought, okay, this is a way to bring us together. And that's what it did.
So you're going to get two sets of parents cheering their team on together, and those parents might not know each other.
Right? And they'll be sitting together, side by side, cheering on their children. I see a wonderful ripple effect.
Actually, that's pretty much how she became friends with Klunick. He trained her daughter, Allison Anderson, who was the star point guard for Springfield High School in 2009. Allison has agreed to team up with Klunick for the Hot Shot competition at his Community Unity Tournament. That's the side contest designed to attract players who might be too old to play the game.
What I'd like is if we can get everybody to be a friend with somebody else of a different race. That, to me, would be wonderful to have at the end of the day. Is that achievable? I don't know. We're going to find out. You know, is that too Pollyannish? I don't know.
The tournament is scheduled for the last weekend in July, and all proceeds will be divided between two charities, Compass for Kids and St. Martin de Porres. Klunick hopes this tournament will become an annual tradition. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
Looking